Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, November 21st, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi there.
Glad to have you with me. Also today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Starring the former physicist, John Martellaro. Happy to be here.
I didn't know you got star credit on this one. Okay. We'll go with that.
I wasn't given star credit, so I took it.
Well, you know.
Quite right, too.
Whatever works. You know, I'm good with it. John, your grand entrance is going to have to wait just a moment because I'm actually going to start with Charlotte this morning. Because, Charlotte, you noticed something about the user interface on TV Plus.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the general point is it's not bad, but it's also not great.
Well, it's just a thing, and we weren't sure at first if it was just an issue that was
The specific, so first of all, like generally, I think it's okay, the interface. I think it could be easier to find the original shows on Apple TV Plus, but we can discuss that another time. The thing that has really, I noticed and was a bit weird was, so the two devices I have and use are a Mac Mini and an iPhone XR.
Yes.
And so I've been watching Apple TV Plus content on both of those. And, you know, it all works great. Streaming is fine. But I noticed on my computer, on the Mac Mini, there was no skip intro button. So, you know, when you're watching stuff on, say, Netflix, if you don't want to watch the credit sequence, it gives you the option for a few seconds to skip through it.
Yes.
It wasn't doing that to me when I was watching things like The Morning Show on my Mac.
Okay.
Then... And I told this to a few colleagues at the Mac Observer. They're like, no, what are you talking about? We've seen the skip intro button.
Yes.
And then I watched some content on my phone, and there it was. And so obviously because I'm, like John, a trained scientist, I got Brian Chaffin of Mac Observer fame to do a little experiment, and I think he found that on his iPad and Apple TV... the button came up,
yes,
as well as the phone, like I said. But when he also tried to watch content on his Mac, it didn't come up.
Yeah.
And this makes literally no sense to me. One, I think it's quite an important feature to have for reasons. Basically, Apple needs to do everything it can to get people to binge watch its content, right?
Yeah.
That's a really important part of running a streaming service. It's already slightly limiting that, as I said in the piece I published today, because it's putting out a lot of the shows on a weekly basis.
Right.
But it's really, you need people who, and also there's no skip recap button at all. So if you want people to plow through your shows, you need to make it easy for them to do that. And little things like that are just... actually really stopping that.
Right.
And also, I just found it weird that the user interface would be different on the Mac than the mobile devices.
That's the thing that confuses me. Also, because Apple TV is not really a mobile device. I mean, you can take it with you places, but like it doesn't work unless it's plugged into other stuff. So that's the part I thought was odd.
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking maybe they've done it deliberately so that it works on iOS or iPadOS, so that if you're on the go, you can skip through stuff. But then, like you say, it worked on Apple TV, so I didn't really get it, and it seemed a bit weird to me.
I guess because they don't think people are binging on the Mac, but there's probably...
Just put it in everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Like, why are they not the same interface every place? That's the part that I think is confusing. Yeah.
And now John's going to have an answer because I feel like he's clever and knows these things. Go.
I don't think it's a technical issue. I think it's easily possible to do whatever you need to do on the Mac. I think it's just a quality control overlook. I think it just dropped the ball.
Interesting.
Well, not to be like overly technical about any of this, and I don't know if it's built in Catalyst or anything like that, but the iOS ones being the same... And the core of tvOS is iOS. Those being the same and the Mac client being different wouldn't, in regular terms, wouldn't be that surprising. This being the thing that's different is very weird. But in general, I don't think for the most part, like, that's not a big deal. But you're absolutely right, Charlotte, and you bring up a good point about binging. Once these shows are complete, like, once they're released, they're released. So in 2 months, if, or, you know, even in a month, if somebody gets an iPhone for Christmas and gets a free year of Apple TV and signs up, like, most or all of some of these shows is going to be sitting there waiting for them. And if you really want people to settle in and binge and spend time on your service, this is how you get them to do it. And, you know, like we pointed out, you know, like, it's not necessarily bingeable right now because all the episodes aren't out. But once they are, like, if you really want people to hang out on your service and spend time on your service, this is how you do it. So, you know, that's why Netflix shows started playing the next one automatically. And it's part of why when you're binging Netflix shows, sometimes it's nice to have the skip intro button.
I think it's all part of the Catalina disaster and quality control.
John, are you trying to record tomorrow's show today?
John is still angry about Catalina. Spoiler alert.
Well,
I'm getting a lot of negative feedback from users.
Hey, John might still have, like myself, John might still have a grudge against Microsoft for Word 6. I don't know. I do.
1993.
Hey, girl can hold a grudge. Okay. I didn't say it was big. I'm just still mad that they thought that was even remotely allowed to leave Redmond. Anyway, start for another time.
Doing Word and emulation and 68K processors. Word
Guys, six. I think I didn't even know what a computer was at that point.
Charlotte thinks John and I have stopped speaking English. But
because I was like five.
Well, one moment while I tell Siri to remind me to get Charlotte off my lawn later.
I might have been six.
Not helping. But Charlotte, part of the reason that you noticed this is because you were rewatching episodes of The Morning Show.
Yeah, so I've been doing a weekly recap to see if our readers were enjoying that and kind of to hear their thoughts on the show as well. So I've been going back through stuff and I've watched quite a lot of it, and it just, so I noticed that. But I've also been listening to a lot of other reviews and reading a lot of other reviews of Apple TV content generally, and the main thing people tend to pick up on is The Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I put this delicately?
Just don't make me edit.
No, I won't make you edit, but I think there is some element of snobbery in a way a lot of the content on Apple TV Plus has been received.
I could see that. So,
I think there's a reason for that. A lot of technical content, a lot of modern science fiction, a lot of modern streaming content is based on technical, cultural norms.
I don't think it's
And The Morning Show is very emotional, and it's a difficult social and cultural issue that makes people nervous. Apple is tackling, these characters are tackling a very sensitive, powerful, cultural, emotional issue. And a lot of people don't know how to address that. It makes them uneasy. And the first, most obvious, simplistic reaction is to be negative towards a show whose powerful emotions are hard to analyze.
I don't like it because it doesn't make me feel good. I could see that.
Yeah, that's true. That's another way to put it.
I think it might be simpler than that. And I think it's partly what Charlotte's talking about. I think there might be a little bit of a turf war happening here. I think it's they make computers and phones and they don't make TV. And who do they think they are to encroach on my territory? So it feels to me, because the, not that anything has said like the show is terrible, nothing about it is any good, there are zero redeeming qualities, nobody's saying that. But the reviews that have been the least favorable have come from places that are traditionally TV critics or traditional movie critics, you know, who look at a lot of this stuff. So, and I'm not saying that those people are wrong, but everyone I know, and again, let me start by saying the plural of anecdote is not data, but everyone I know who is enjoying who is watching the morning show is enjoying the morning show on some level. Like, I, even if it doesn't make me feel good, I like watching it and I want to know what happens, and I'm getting invested in these characters and I'm caring about them and I want to know what happens. And
you've nailed it for me, Kelly.
And I want to see how it turns out.
It's an important way of phrasing it. It's a quality show. The acting is stupendous. The writing is awesome. The production values are great. It's an engaging, powerful show. But it may not necessarily lift you up in the way that you may want to be inspired.
Right.
I mean, actually, some of these characters are rather dreary and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But the story that they're trying to tell about the equality and power of women in the current culture is a lot like Dickinson, another young woman who's constrained in her aspirations by the cultural norms of the time. And so
it's interesting, actually.
The only way to get around some of this is to tell a powerful story, because you're not going to solve the social issue by writing dry academic papers in the Atlantic. You're going to solve the problem by swaying people's views through powerful storytelling.
Yes, Charlotte.
I was going to say, it's interesting. Dickinson is the one show that everyone seems to have really liked. And it's interesting because it's kind of the one Apple made the least fuss about.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people I've heard saying the exception to the rule that they don't like Apple TV Plus stuff is, or don't think it's very good, is Dickinson. I've watched the first episode of Dickinson. I really enjoyed it. I'm with John, and I'll certainly be watching more of it. But I think there is a bit of a, you know, you said to me, get off my lawn before, and I think there's a little bit of that from the kind of TV and media side. I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination the morning show or any of the other shows, apart from maybe Snoopy, are on Apple TV Plus are perfect. If you haven't watched Snoopy, just enjoy yourself.
Dickinson
it's really
is
lovely.
Dickinson is perfect.
Dickinson is perfect. Okay, John.
It's perfect.
But the morning show is the flagship show, and there are obviously flaws in it. But
tell me what you think the flaws are, Charlotte. I'm curious.
So, I mean, like, the idea that this random person who went viral on the TV on like social media because they shouted at someone and then suddenly ends up
Bradley's rise to success doesn't ring true.
I mean, it seems unlikely that random viral video star ends up presenting biggest TV show in the country. But hey,
well, she was grabbed on a whim by Alex, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
she was.
Like, and normal power succession. It was her power and her authority and her gut instinct.
Yeah, and there's a kind of
to elevate this person.
Yeah, and there's kind of journalistic procedural things that I look and I'm like, seems unlikely. But generally, it's, like you say, well acted, well put together. And I think there's kind of a bit of snobbery where people are going, the tech company can't do politics, can't do media. Right. Isn't it funny that the tech company tried to do media and now it's just lol. Let's all laugh at it because they think it's still Planet of the Apps.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people are conflating Apple technology company with the intrinsic value of the shows they're creating. I mean,
Apple's
paying the bill. Apple's paying the bills and they're delivering, but they're turning the production over to the experienced television executives who they hired, who know how to make quality shows.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's, I think that all this is true. And like, you know, I think part of it is, you know, John, like you said, like, it doesn't make me feel good, you know. I don't end up cheered up at the end of this like I do after an episode of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. But that doesn't mean a worthy program. Like, I don't feel all warm and fuzzy after watching an episode of Westworld. Like, I don't. I really enjoy watching it. I'm getting from it.
I think you have to think about why you don't feel good watching the morning show.
Uh-huh.
Is it because you're nervous about these cultural norms that are being challenged? Are you nervous about, you know, women seeking authority and equality and respect? Or are you just nervous because the show is emotionally wrought and mm-hmm. And that's not your cup of tea?
Right.
I mean, you really have to think about
and
why
all of those
you don't
things
like
are valid
show.
Things, but that doesn't make it a bad show.
That's right. Exactly.
And I think sometimes that's the thing that needs separated, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a chance to watch For All Mankind yet, But I suspect there's some really good bits of it, and it's going to be high quality and put together and all the rest of it. But also there'll be some flaws. It doesn't make all of it intrinsically terrible. Not everything, like, you know, I might watch an episode of Game of Thrones and not think it's very good. I know.
Well, Tim Cook, when he got up on stage, I forget when it was.
Do you know what I mean? We're kind of expecting these high-minded shows that everyone has to love. And actually, sometimes a bit of, dare I suggest it, low culture is not a bad thing either.
When Tim Cook got up on stage to introduce Apple TV Plus, he talked about the value of important and powerful storytelling. And that's what they're trying to do. And not every show will be everybody's cup of tea in that regard.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm being slightly disparaging saying low culture, but like the issues that they are tackling in the morning show are big issues. And some of it's a bit clunky and it kind of doesn't always all fit together, but a lot of it does. And it's like you say, you end up caring about the characters. The acting is fantastic. I mean, Jennifer Aniston is.
Oh, she's amazing.
Is fantastic. Reese Witherspoon is amazing. The acting is genuinely good. And I think I think the point I'm trying to make is actually it deserves to be taken on its own merits as a show. And I kind of think people are clouded in their judgment by going, this is an Apple thing. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, like if this were released on Netflix or if this were released on Amazon Prime, places with known track records of original programming that doesn't shy away from something that might be uncomfortable, then maybe there would be a different reaction here. This is the same sort of thing that I do with regular Apple News stories about technology, is if you swap out Apple in this story and you put Dell in there, or you put Microsoft in there, or whatever, you know, some other company that does kind of the same thing, is this still the story that you would have written? And the answer, a lot of times the answer is probably not. So that's sometimes where it gets a little frustrating.
So I've got another nuance for you, Kelly.
Yes.
I got to put in a good word for the actor, Billy Crudup, who plays Corey Ellison, the head of.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
He's a very good actor.
One of the things about this show is that for technical users who maybe wrapped up in the Apple culture, who are, you know, engineers or executives or salespeople who use Apple products, are accustomed to.
I mean, you get to see a lot of them in the show.
Technical culture. And there's a certain objective, you know, approach to, you know, modern technical society. But here in this show, you're seeing people who are manipulative, who are trying to gain power, people who are skilled at sensing other people's emotions and manipulating them. And this character, Corey Ellison, is one of these borderline sleazeballs who's kind of in that camp. And we've all seen him in the workplace. And they're kind of annoying to watch, but it's kind of titillating at the same time. but the way these people are interacting with each other, the emotions and the manipulation and the maneuvering and the backstabbing and the pleading with the New York Times, I love the line between Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston when they were in the car in season 5 and they were talking about having little baby predators. I mean, it's uncomfortable language and presentation of the power politics of network television. Mm-hmm. And that can be enjoyable or it can be irritating. But it is certainly entertaining.
And it's getting you thinking about stuff. And like you say, if you like Apple and Apple culture, well, there's loads of Apple products you can see in the show.
I know Jennifer Aniston doesn't wear an Apple Watch.
None of them wear an Apple Watch.
I think Amy does. I thought I saw Amy wearing one.
Oh, maybe a couple of. I've not seen many Apple Watches. What I have seen is office full of iMacs. Yeah. Everyone with an MacBooks. iPhone, apart from, did you notice the one character who doesn't have an iPhone?
No, who's the one?
Bradley's dad, who's clearly done a runner at some point or something. There's nothing.
Oh,
not
David Morse. Oh, yeah. I
he's
noticed
the
that
only
too.
Character with
some sort of
iPhone.
Samsung device. Yeah.
Some flip phone. Anyway.
Well, she doesn't get along well with her father, and so
exactly. So he doesn't get an iPhone.
He doesn't get one. Yeah, he's an alien.
He's a bad character, so he doesn't get an iPhone. Anyway, Apple, we like to watch the shows, so please make the UI better.
Yes, please.
Cool.
And that doesn't necessarily hold only for TV Plus. I've had some issues with Disney Plus in that, for the most part, on other streaming services, on all the platforms that I've ever watched them on, like if you're watching Netflix and you get well into the credits and it automatically sends you to the next episode because you're binging, right? If you go back and want to watch that episode again, it starts it at the beginning. It assumes you didn't mean to come back and watch credits. You wanted to come back and watch that whole show again from the start. Disney Plus does not do that. And so when I went back to rewatch The Mandalorian, every time I went back to rewatch The Mandalorian, because it's happened more than once, I'm looking at like the credits for the voices on the Portuguese dubbed versions, right? And I'm like, no. And then I have to like, you know, pause and then manually back it up to the beginning and then hit play instead of just having a way to like, you know, do you want to play it from the beginning? You know, you're pretty close to the end. Do you want to just start over? There's no option for that. And so that's been really frustrating on Disney Plus, is that it isn't smart enough to know I came back just to watch the last 15 seconds of the voice credits for everybody that did the dubbing for the other languages. No, really. I just want to watch the whole thing again. Please let me. And they're making it kind of difficult to do that. There is a skip recap button on the couple of things that I've watched. The Mandalorian and The Imagineering Story both have. I didn't do it on my Mac, but they do both have a skip intro button and a skip recap button if you need it. So that's been nice. But what I really want from all the streaming services that nobody has, get a pen if you're listening. I want rewatch, where it marks everything as you haven't seen it yet and sets it all back to zero, so that if you want to watch that season of that show again, you can. Because sometimes you get to the end of an episode and you have to leave for something, and then when you come back later, you have to figure out again by hand where you left off, because now all the episodes still look like they were watched and you don't have like a rewatch button that just resets all of them so that you can find your place again. That would be really nice, because I am a person who likes to watch things more than once. It would be great. Anyway, that's actually going to do it for us today. It has been lovely to talk to the two of you about the morning show, but it's been more lovely to listen to the two of you talk about the morning show together. And hopefully we can get some better UI stuff out of our streaming services with this. Like I said, that's going to do it for us today. So thank you both for being here. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me.
And John, as always, thank you for being here.
Nice to be here. Bye, Charlotte.
Bye, John.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.